Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹平安。
And I want to thank you for all those testimonies that were just shared.
我感谢以上每一位给我们做见证的弟兄姊妹。
It is wonderful and uplifting to hear what God has been doing in your lives.
我们听到神在你在他们每个人身上所做的一生所做的事情，我们感到非常的振奋。
God is good.
神是良善的。
And He has done good for us.
他为我们做了很多的好的事情。
This morning, for encouragement, I want to look at 2 Timothy chapter 1.
我们今天早上作为劝勉，我们来看提摩太后书第一章。
This is a word of encouragement for all the believers.
这是对所有的信徒的一个劝勉。
Whether you are new in the Lord,
无论你是刚刚信主，
or whether you have known the Lord for many, many years,
还是你已经信主许多许多年了。
The book of 2 Timothy was written by Paul to Timothy.
提摩太后书是保罗写给提摩太的。
Timothy was Paul's very close, spiritual son.
提摩太是保罗很亲近的属灵的儿子。
And it's one of the last books that Paul will ever write.
这是保罗写的最后的几份书信中的之一。
And he's saying goodbye to Timothy.
他是在信中向提摩太告别。
His close son.
他很亲近的一个属灵的儿子。
Let's see what words of encouragement Paul has for Timothy.
我们来看一下保罗是怎样劝勉提摩太的。
And let us be encouraged as well.
同时也让我们得着劝勉。
Let's read 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1 to 7.
我们来念提摩太后书第一章一到七节。
Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, according to the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus.
奉神旨意照着在基督耶稣里生命的应许做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。
To Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord.
写信给我亲爱的儿子提摩太，愿恩惠、怜悯、平安从父神和我们主基督耶稣归于你。
I thank God whom I serve as my forefathers did with a clear conscience as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers.
我感谢神，就是我接续祖先用清洁的良心所侍奉的神，祈祷的时候不住地想念你。
Recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy.
纪念你的眼泪，昼夜切切地想要见你，好叫我满心快乐。
I've been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded now lives in you also.
想到你心里无伪之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。
For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying of hands.
为此我提醒你，使你将神借我按手所给你的恩赐再如火挑旺起来。
For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline.
因为神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
And we can see in this passage the close relationship that Timothy had with Paul.
我们从这一段经文里面可以看到保罗和提摩太之间那种亲密的关系。
Paul constantly remembers to pray for Timothy.
保罗不住地为提摩太祷告。
And last time they saw each other, Timothy was crying.
他们上一次彼此相见的时候，提摩太在痛哭。
He probably realized he wasn't going to ever see Paul ever again.
他可能意识到他可能再也见不到保罗了。
And so Paul remembers his tears.
所以保罗在这里记得了他的眼泪。
Now Paul was the great apostle to the Gentiles.
保罗是一个外邦人的大使徒。
He brought the gospel, was entrusted with the gospel to bring to the nations.
他把神交托给他的福音传给万邦，传给外邦人。
The good news that God has sent Jesus Christ into the world.
这个神把他的爱子耶稣基督差遣到世上的这样一个好消息。
And because of Christ's death on the cross, our sins do not have to be counted against us.
正是因为主耶稣基督在十字架上的死，我们所犯的罪，在神面前都不算了。
But we can enjoy forgiveness and life in Jesus Christ.
我们在耶稣基督里面享有的享有的赦免。
But now Paul is near the end of his life.
保罗现在已经走到了他生命的尽头。
And who is it that's gonna be able to carry the torch that Paul carried?
谁能够再把这个福音的种子再接力下去呢？
Now it's up to Timothy.
现在是轮到提摩太来做了。
And that's a big calling.
这是一个很大的呼召。
Those are big shoes to fill.
这是一个很巨大的任务。
And Timothy quite expectedly is a little afraid.
提摩太很自然的会有一点害怕。
So Paul gives him this encouragement.
所以保罗在这里劝勉他。
Now there are three things that Paul wants Timothy to remember.
保罗在这里要提摩太记得三件事情。
The first is to remember his spiritual legacy.
第一是要他记得他在属灵上的传承。
His testimony.
他的见证。
How he came to faith.
我们是如何来信主的。
And at verse 5, he mentions that the faith has come down to him through his grandmother and his mother.
在第五节里他提到了提摩太的信心是从他的外祖母和他的母妈妈那里传承下来的。
All of us who believe have a testimony.
所有的这些信心都有这样的见证。
And all of us who believe have a spiritual legacy.
我们所有的人都相信我们有这样信心的传承。
The gospel that we have when we came to faith came from somewhere else.
我们所听到的福音，我们所承受的这个信心是从另外的一个人所来的。
It didn't originate with us.
不是从我们自己里面生出来的。
Someone else shared the good news with us.
必定是有一个人把这个福音分享给了我们。
Or someone translated the Bible into your language so we could read it.
或者是有人把圣经翻译成了你能听懂的看懂的话语，所以你能读圣经。
We have a legacy of faith.
我们有这样信心的传承。
Many faithful Christian brothers and sisters have been faithful with the gospel and brought it to us.
很多在信心里面相信福音的弟兄姊妹把这样的福音带到了我们当中。
So Paul says, remember your spiritual legacy.
所以保在这里对提摩太说要记得你在属灵上的传承。
Now some of us may have a testimony like Timothy's.
你们当中也许很多人会有提摩太这样的见证。
Maybe we grew up in a Christian family.
也许我们是生长在一个基督徒的家庭。
Maybe you're like my mother.
也许你们当中有人会像我的妈妈一样。
A long time ago, missionaries came from Europe and they brought the gospel to China.
很久以前从欧洲来的宣教士把福音带到了中国。
And my mother's grandfather heard that gospel.
我妈妈的祖父听到了这样的福音。
He believed and he passed that gospel on to his children.
他相信了这个福音并把这个福音传给了他的孩子。
And his children passed it on to their children.
然后接着他的孩子又传给了他们各自的孩子。
Which was my mother.
当中有我的母亲。
And then my mother passed this gospel on to me.
然后我的母亲把这个福音又传给了我。
We have a spiritual legacy.
我们有这样的属灵上的传承
，an inheritance
和产业和继承
，that this gospel has come down through the generations.
福音就是这样一代一代传下来的。
And some of us have faithful Christian family members that brought us the gospel.
有些是由于家庭中有这样有信心的信实的信徒把福音带到了我们当中。
They were part of a larger story.
他们都是更大的一
We're part, we're part of what God is doing in this world.
我们都是神在这个世界当中所做工作的一部分。
But some of you did not grow up in a Christian family.
但是你们当中也有人不是生长在基督徒的家庭。
Some of you have a testimony that's like my father.
你们当中有些人的见证也许像我的父亲一样。
No one else in his family believes.
没有人在他的家里是信主的。
And he only heard the gospel when he went to university.
他只有在到大学的时候才听到了福音。
He's still the only one in his family that believes.
那是他是只有他家中唯一信主的人。
Maybe that's like your testimony.
那也许就是像你们当中某些人的见证。
But you still have a legacy of faith.
但你仍旧有这样属信心的传承。
God has been working through faithful brothers and sisters to bring the gospel to you.
神借着信实的弟兄姊妹把福音带到了你们当中。
Think of all the generations of brothers and sisters that have come before us.
请想一想那些一代一代的弟兄姊妹在我们以前的一代的弟兄姊妹。
From all the way back in Israel to now.
他们回到以色列直到现在。
And God has used faithful brothers and sisters to bring the gospel all the way here to you.
神一直用信实的弟兄姊妹把福音带到我们当中。
So Paul says, remember that.
所以保罗在这里说要记得他们。
Remember all the brothers and sisters that have been faithful before you.
纪念所有这些弟兄姊妹在主前面的信心。
Remember all those people that kept the gospel in spite of persecutions.
请纪念这些在逼迫当中仍旧在传福音的弟兄姊妹。
In spite of bad times.
在困苦的当中。
And they kept the gospel and they brought it and they shared it to other people.
他们仍旧持守着福音并把福音分享到众人当中。
Till eventually it came to us.
最终他们福音来到了我们当中。
So Paul says, remember that spiritual legacy.
所以保罗在这里说要纪念这样属灵的传承。
Now why is that encouraging?
为什么这样话是对我们劝勉呢?
Let's look over to Hebrews chapter 12.
请我们翻到希伯来书第十二章。
Hebrews chapter 11 is the great hall of faith.
希伯来书第十一章是一个讲到了信心，是信心的一章。
Where the writer of Hebrews reminds us of the faithful people that have come before us in the faith.
是希伯来书的作者让我们再次记得那些美好的信心的见证。
So he says in chapter 12.
所以在十二章里面。
Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
It's an encouragement of God's faithfulness.
这是神在信实上对我们的劝勉。
The troubles that we face in life, other people that have gone before us have gone through that.
我们在生命当中所遇到的困难难处，我们前面的那几代人都碰到过。
In fact, many people that have gone before us have gone through a lot worse than we ever will.
事实上，在我们前面的那些信主的弟兄姊妹所经历的，比我们更厉害。
But yet through everything they went through, God was faithful.
但是在所有的这些事情上，他们经历了神的信实。
So Paul's encouraging Timothy.
所以保罗在这里劝勉提摩太。
Don't you think that God will ever forsake you?
不要认为神会离弃你。
He's been working faithfully through generation through generation.
神借着一代一代的人 显明了他的信实。
And because God does not change, He is still with us right now.
因为神从不改变，他仍与我们同在。
So be encouraged because we have this spiritual legacy.
因为有着这样的属灵的传承，你们要得着勉励。
It's like the saints of the past are cheering us on.
就像所有过往的圣徒在这里为我们加油鼓气。
The second thing he wants us to remember is in verse 6, back in 2 Timothy.
第二件事他要提摩太记得的是在第六节里面。
For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God.
为此我提醒你使你将神借我按手所给你的恩赐如火挑旺起来。
Just like the book of Hebrews said, because we have this great cloud of witnesses, run the race.
正像希伯来书里面所讲到的，正因为我们有这许多见证如云彩一样，我们要努力奔走前面的这个路程。
And those who have been in the faith for a long time know that the Christian race is not a sprint.
我们那些在信主很多年的弟兄姊妹都知道，这样一个路程并不是一个像短程赛跑。
It's a marathon.
这是一个马拉松。
And so we need this encouragement.
所以我们需要这样的劝勉。
But this is also a call to action.
这也是对我们一个行动的一个呼召。
Because we have this great cloud of witnesses, run the race.
正因为我们有这样许多见证如云彩，我们需要奔这样的赛程。
And Paul says in 2 Timothy, for this reason, fan into flame the gift of God.
所以保罗在这里说，因为正是因为这样，所以你们要如火挑旺起来。
Because when God calls us, He doesn't call us to be Christian tourists.
因为保罗说神呼召我们，并不是要我们做像观光客一样的基督徒。
He calls us to be Christian soldiers.
他们神呼召我们是要做基督的精兵。
There's that old song, "Onward, Christian soldiers."
有一个老的诗歌说前进基督的精兵。
Marching as to war.
就像奔赴战场一样。
A tourist plans their time with themselves in mind.
一个观光客也许也会安排时间在他的头脑当中。
And sometimes tourists in the midst of a beautiful location don't want to do anything.
一个观光客在一个风景美丽的地方，他也许不想做任何事情。
Just want to stay in bed and watch TV.
他只是想睡在床上看电视。
But when you're on vacation, relaxing is good.
如果我们是在度假，我们过一些轻松的日子，那很好。
But God is not saved just to be on vacation.
但神不是差我们是去度假。
He saved us to war.
他拯救我们是要奔赴战场。
Not a physical war.
不是一个物质上的征战。
But a spiritual war.
而是一个属灵的征战。
Against the darkness of this world.
是与这个世界的黑暗的一个征战。
Against hearts and minds and souls that are still oppressed by the devil.
是对那些仍旧被魔那些心思意念仍旧被魔鬼所占领的人对他们的对这样的人形式的一个征战。
So to do that, Paul says, use the gifts that you've been given.
所以为了做这样的征战保罗说用所给你们的恩赐。
In Matthew 25, Jesus tells a parable about the talents.
在马太福音25章耶稣讲了一个预言比喻。
The master goes away and he leaves money with his servants.
主人走了他把钱财留给他的仆人。
Take care of this while I'm away.
请他们来照看他的产业当他还不在的时候。
And then two of the servants take the money and they invest it. And they make more money.
其中两个仆人拿了这笔钱他们去投资然后他们赚得了更多的钱。
And one servant just buries it in the ground just to make sure it's safe.
一个仆人，最后一个仆人只是把它埋在地底下。
But when the master comes back, he scolds that servant.
当主人回来的时候，他就责骂啊那最后一个仆人。
Because he didn't use that money.
因为他没有好好的使用那笔钱财。
God has given us all gifts and talents and abilities.
神把他所愿意给我们的所有的恩赐和产业都给了我们。
Doesn't matter whether you feel like you're the most useless person in the world.
无论你自己感觉你可能是世界上最没有用的人。
God, the creator of everything, has given you gifts and talents to use.
创造万有的主已经把所有的聪明和智慧和才能都给了你。
So we must use these gifts for the kingdom.
所以我们要把这些恩赐用在神的国度里面。
And the imagery Paul uses is interesting.
保罗所用的这个图像很有意思。
He says to take that gift and fan into flame.
他说把所给你的恩赐再如火挑旺起来。
The imagery of flame, it reminds us of passion and life.
把火挑旺起来的这样一个景象使我们想起生命和激情。
When something is dead and lifeless, there is no flame.
当一个东西死了以后它是不会有火焰的。
So Paul says, use the gifts.
所以保罗说使用你的恩赐。
And by using the gifts, you're going to fan it into a big flame.
当使用这样的恩赐的时候你会把它挑旺成火。
It's going to get stronger and stronger in you.
它会变得更加的强大。
There's going to be a fire in your gut.
在你的内心里面会有这样一团火。
That is to say, Timothy, do not have a lukewarm faith.
这就是说提摩太不应该有这样就是像温吞水一样的一个信心。
God's not designed us to just be getting by.
神创造我们并不是让我们仅仅的能够在世上度日。
We shouldn't have spiritual lives that are on a respirator.
我们属灵的生命不应该是在一个靠呼吸器来维持的。
Or comatose and close to dead.
或处于一种昏迷的状态。
The image that Paul uses is a flaming fire.
保所用的图像是一个燃烧的火焰。
In the books and the movie The Lord of the Rings, there's a character that's a king.
在指环王这部电影里面有国王这样的一个人物。
And he's a strong and he's a mighty king.
他是一个强大有力的国王。
But someone comes to him and he falls under the influence of someone who is evil.
当他看到被邪恶所掌控的人的时候。
And the king listens to the voice of evil.
这个国王就听这个邪恶的声音。
And the evil voice tells him, "You're too old."
这个声音告诉他，你太老了。
You're too weak.
你身体太弱了。
You can't do anything.
你什么事都不能做。
But then the powerful character in the book comes and he drives out the evil person.
然后这个国王就把这个邪恶的人赶了出去。
And he lifts up the king.
然后他就把这个国王提升起来。
And as the king begins to stand his own feet, he gets stronger.
当这个国王是站在自能够站立起来的时候，他就变得更大强。
His strength comes back to him.
他的力量，他重新得着了他的力量。
Some of us have a weak faith.
我们当中有些人的信心很软弱。
Sometimes we need medical attention to just get it started in the morning.
有时候我们就像一个需要医疗照看当中的一个病人需要医生来帮我们能够重新站立起来。
If just coming to church on Sunday for service and then leaving go home, your faith is weak.
如果你只是在主日来到教会参加聚会，然后就这样回去了，你的生命是很软弱是很软弱的。
Because you're not using the gifts God gave you.
因为你没有使用神给你的恩赐。
You're becoming weak.
你变得很软弱。
When you should be strong.
当你应该是刚强的时候。
Fan into flame that gift of God.
把神给你的恩赐如火再眺望起来。
So Paul wants us to remember our spiritual legacy.
所以保罗在这里提醒我们要纪念我们属灵的传承产业。
And remember to use the gifts of God.
也要记得使用神给我们的恩赐。
The third thing God wants us, that Paul wants Timothy to remember is in verse 7.
第三件保罗要我们记得的是在这里的第七节。
For God did not give us a power, a spirit of timidity.
因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心。
Right? We're not meant to be afraid.
我们不应该是胆怯的。
We're not meant to have shaky legs every time we share the gospel.
我们不应该在传讲福音的时候我们的双腿发抖。
We're not meant to get all shy when it comes to living out our faith.
我们不应该在活出我们信心的时候变得害羞。
And Timothy could easily fall into that trap.
提摩太很容易落入这样的光景。
What's expected of him is too much.
对他的要求似乎是太多了。
Maybe what's expected of us is too much.
也许神对我们的要求似乎是太多了。
Jesus says, every day take up the cross and follow me.
主说背起十字架跟从我。
That's hard work.
那是很艰巨的工作。
We could be afraid.
我们会变得害怕。
We could be timid.
我们会变得胆怯。
But that is not the spirit that God gave us.
但这并不是神给我们的生命。
God has given us a spirit of power.
神给我们的是一个刚强的心。
Now a spirit of power is the opposite of a spirit of timidity.
刚强的心是胆怯的心的反面。
When you have power, you don't have to be afraid.
当你有能力刚强的时候，你就不必害怕。
Long time ago, I was playing this video game.
很久以前，我在玩一个电子游戏。
People said it was a very fun game, but very scary.
别人告诉我这是一个很好玩的游戏，但是很怕人。
And so, you know, to show other people how manly I was, I played the game.
为了显示我的胆子很大，我就玩了这个游戏。
And the game is filled with all sorts of scary things.
这个游戏里面有很多怕人的东西，恐怖的东西。
There's lots of scary monsters.
有很多恐怖的怪物。
And people out to get you.
还有很多人会来抓你。
But it was never scary.
但我并没有害怕。
Why?
为什么？
Because the game gave you lots of power.
因为这个游戏里面给你很多的能力。
They gave you all these weapons.
他给你所有这些武器。
And all these abilities.
所有的这些能力。
So it didn't matter whether the room was filled with scary things. You had all this power.
所以如果你的房间里是有充满这样许多怕人的东西，你不要害怕，因为你有能力。
It wasn't scary at all.
根本一点都不怕人。
The only part that was scary was this one part of the game where it took away all your powers.
唯一让你感到害怕的是这个游戏把你所有的能力都拿掉了，那是唯一可怕的地方。
And there are those still scary monsters.
那些可怕的怪物仍旧在那里。
And a moment ago, I wasn't afraid of them.
几分钟之前我一点都不怕他们。
But now, without the power,Now I'm scared.
没有这样的能力，我就害怕了。
But God has not given us a spirit of fear.
所以神没有给我们一个胆怯的心。
Because He's given us a spirit of power.
神给我们的是刚强的心。
The same power that caused Jesus to perform all the miracles is in us.
耶稣基督给耶稣基督所做所有那些神迹的能力也在我们里面。
The same spirit that allowed Jesus to raise from the dead is in us.
那些让基督能够让死人从死里复活的能力也在我们里面。
The same spirit that was with the apostles to do mighty works is in us.
那些让使徒们能做成大事的能力，同样也在我们里面。
It's the same power.
这是同样的一个能力。
Because it's the same spirit.
因为这是同一个灵。
And so it doesn't matter what we face, we have the spirit of power with us.
所以我们有信心的话，我们就有这样的能力在我们里面。
We do not have to be afraid.
我们用不着害怕。
We never need to be ashamed.
我们从来不需要感到羞愧。
Because we have the spirit of power on our side.
我们有这样刚强的心在我们当中。
And we like to stop there at this verse.
我们可以在这里再停一下看一看。
Whenever I grew up and people were quoting this verse, they'd say, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power.
当我在长大的时候，我就读到这句话：神给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
The end.
到末了。
Nothing else.
没有其他的。
But Paul does not stop there with spirit of power.
但保罗在这里不仅仅是讲到了刚强的心。
Because if we just have a spirit of power, it's not enough.
如果我们仅仅有刚强的心，还不够。
He needs to give us more.
他要给我们更多。
Not only do we have a spirit of power, but we have a spirit of love.
我们也要有仁爱的心。
These two need to go hand in hand.
他们是我们需要同样的刚强和同样的仁爱的心。
Because if we just had the spirit of power, we would just go over and be hitting people over the heads with the Bible.
我们如果只有一个刚强的心，我们也许会用圣经来打别人的头。
And we might be able to make people feel very bad about their sins.
使人为他们的罪感到很难受。
We might be very powerful and outspoken for Jesus.
我们也许在为基督传讲他的话语时候显得非常的刚强。
But without love, Paul says in Corinthians, we are just a clanging gong.
但是没有爱的话，就像保罗在格林多前书里面说的，我们就像会响鸣的锣响的花。
We're nothing but noise.
我们只是一些噪音。
So we can tell people,God loves you.
所以我们要告诉人，
神爱你。We can say Jesus died for you.
我们要告诉人，耶稣基督为你死了。
But if we don't have love, all they hear is clang, 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 clang.
如果我们没有爱的话，人家所听到的只是一些砰砰砰的声音。
Because it needs to be heard with love.
因为人需要听到这样的话语，在爱中听到这样的话语。
People are not going to believe in a God of love unless they see that love in us.
人们不会相信一个有爱的神，如果他们在我们身上没有看到爱。
That spirit of love that God gives us tells the world that that spirit of power is true.
那个仁爱的心使人们看到，在我们身上看到那个属神的刚强的心是真实的。
So we have a spirit of power, and we also have a spirit of love.
所以我们需要有刚强的心，也需要有仁爱的心。
But that too is not enough.
但是仅仅有那两样也是不够的。
There's one more thing we need.
还有一样我们也需要。
And it's probably the most overlooked.
也许是最不被人看重的一件事情。
We need a spirit of self-discipline.
我们需要一个谨守的心。
A spirit of self-discipline.
谨守的心。
That sounds so strange coming after the things that Paul has just said.
对着保罗刚才讲的事情，这个谨守的心听上去好像很奇怪。
To be bold, we know we need a spirit of power.
如果需要壮胆刚强，我们知道我们需要能力。
And we know we need a spirit of love.
但是我们也知道我们需要有个仁爱的心。
Because it's hard to love other people.
因为去爱别人很困难。
So we know we need a spirit of power and of love.
所以我们知道需要有刚强和仁爱的心。
Why does Paul talk about self-discipline?
为什么保罗在这里讲谨守的心？
It's because not only do we share the gospel, but we have to live the gospel.
因为我们不仅要分享福音，我们也要活出这样的福音。
Paul says in his letter to the Corinthians that he doesn't just beat the air.
保罗在对哥林多教会的书信里说，我不是只是对空气说话。
But he beats his body.
他是要责打他自己的身体。
So that after preaching to others, he himself may not be disqualified.
所以当他对别人传讲的时候，他我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
If you live in this country, your greatest battle is not going to be persecution.
如果你在这个世界上传讲福音，你最大的征战并不是被别人逼迫。
Your greatest challenge is going to be self-discipline.
你最大的对你的挑战是一颗谨守的心。
Living a life of holiness.
过一个圣洁的生活。
This world is going to pull us in so many different directions.
这个世界会从各个不同的方面来霸占我们。
It's going to want us to do and to believe so many different things.
它会叫我们去做许多各种不一样的事情。
But we need a spirit of self-discipline.
我们需要这样有一个谨守的心。
Jesus has called us to be holy as the Heavenly Father is holy.
耶稣基督叫我们呼召我们做过一个圣洁的生活，因为我们的父神是圣洁。
And this is the toughest battle we will face in this country.
这是我们在这个国家所面临的一个最艰难的一个征战。
Think of how many leaders, spiritual leaders, have fallen into sin.
我们可以看到有多少属灵的领袖现在最终。
It seems like Satan targets people that are in positions of influence.
很多这样的人都是是很有影响的人物，但是他们却是因罪而跌倒。
But he's also targeting us.
这样的我们也是被这样邪恶的势力所看重。
Because even if we have a spirit of power and love to spread the gospel everywhere, it doesn't matter.
因为我们如果仅仅只有刚强仁爱的心，而没有谨守的心，我们仍然会跌倒。
If we ourselves fall, everything falls.
如果我们跌倒了，其他的一切也会跌倒。
All our words of power and love are down the drain.
我们那些刚强仁爱的话都会付诸东流。
How many people's faith have been ruined because their mentor has fallen to sin?
你们当中有多少人因为信是因为你们带领你们那些长辈因为跌倒而你们的信心受到了伤害？
How many powerful ministries have been destroyed by a lack of self-discipline?
有多少强有力的事工是因为没有谨守的心而被失败？
So Paul says, you also need a spirit of self-discipline.
所以保罗说，你们同样也需要有一颗谨守的心。
A spirit that keeps on preaching the gospel to yourself.
这样一颗心能够不断地把福音 讲在你自己的心里。
That we don't forget what God has done with us, get done for us.
所以我们不至于忘记神在我们身上所做成的。
That we never forget the power of the cross.
所以我们永远不要忘记十字架的大能。
That we never forget that we once were lost, but now we're found.
我们永远不要忘记我们曾经是失丧的，现在我们被寻回。
That we don't forget that now in Christ we are a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
我们永远不要忘记旧事已过，一切都是新的。我们在基督里面是新造的。
We need that spirit of self-discipline.
我们需要一个谨守的心。
So be encouraged, church.
所以我们都要得着劝勉。
Brothers and sisters that are getting baptized today, take courage.
今天刚刚受浸的弟兄姊妹，你们要得着这样的劝勉。
We have not been given a spirit of timidity.
我们并不是有颗胆怯的心。
We have been given a spirit of power, a love of self-discipline.
我们所给的是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
And as we remember our testimonies and we put into work the gifts of God, let that fan into flame in our lives.
让神给我们的恩赐如火再眺望起来。
That we may burn with holy fire and holy passion within us.
我们在我们里面会有这样圣火。和圣灵能够在我们心里面燃烧。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
天上的父，我们为着你的话语感谢你。
We thank you for the Apostle Paul.
我们为着使徒保罗感谢你。
We thank you that he was not ashamed of the gospel.
我们感谢你，因为他并不因为福音为耻。
And we thank you that the same spirit that Paul had, Timothy had.
我们感谢你，因为保罗的灵也在提摩太里面。
And the same spirit that Timothy had, we have.
提摩太的那个灵也在我们当中。
That we too do not need to be ashamed of the gospel.
我们同样也不需要为以福音为耻。
So we thank you for entrusting us with this gospel.
我们感谢你把这样的福音交付给我们。
We thank you for entrusting us with the good news of Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你把耶稣基督的好消息交付了给我们。
We pray that you would help us to be faithful.
我们求你让我们能够变得能够信实。
Lord, just as you were with all those brothers and sisters that came before us in the faith.
我们为着在信心里面来到你面前的弟兄姊妹感谢你。
Who did not deny you even faced with death.
我们在甚至在死的里面也从来没有否认过你。
Lord, encourage us as well.
主也来鼓励劝勉我们。
Then we bring this gospel to others.
我们也能把这个福音带到别人当中。
Then we may not be ashamed.
让我们不再羞愧。
Lord, so send us out in the spirit of power. And love and self-discipline.
所以主啊，让我们能够这样有一颗刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.